Welcome to Girl We Have to Talk podcast. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Oh, good. I'm good.
I know. It's a long time since I've said that.
Yeah, good. I'm happy that you're doing better.
Yeah.
What's new with you? Anything? Any updates? It's a question episode, so if you have no updates, that's okay too.
Not really. I'm curious if you wanted to talk more about your work stuff, but that might be for a non-question episode. I don't know how you feel about it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I don't know why, like, I just have nothing to say other than just like, ugh. Like,
okay.
It is just
truly
exhausting. And everyone who works there knows it's exhausting. And like, I just, I don't know. It's like an impasse. I don't even want to complain about it. I just want to be like, not dealing with it, basically. Like, I would love to be in a situation where it was not my reality. I might think of more things to share about it in the future, but like today I'm just like, it's just, I've been there for like a little over a month and it's just like a state of being. It's like, oh yeah,
this is my job. Reality.
Yeah. This is what, this is my job now. It's just, it's a mess. Everybody who works there agrees though. So that's nice. That people recognize the crazy. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Do you want to start with your question?
Yeah, I can start with my question.
Perfect. I'm ready.
Okay. This is an am I the asshole question. Am I the asshole for exposing my parents' lies and damaging their reputation?
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. It's an intriguing title. Okay. I, 21-year-old male, have a strained relationship with my parents. They are involved in pretty much every social event / circle in our city, be it church, school, clubs, etc. For them, what other people think is the most important thing. For that, they will lie about pretty much any bad, in quotations, thing that could potentially tarnish their standing and have forced my sister, 24 female, and I to behave in certain ways or specific rules. Some examples. One, my sister and I were not allowed to play with certain kids in our school or neighborhood because their parents were in trade rather than academics. Ooh. My parents forced me to stop talking to a really close friend in middle school because his parents got divorced. Two, when I got caught smoking in high school, my parents made up a distant uncle with drug problems and told everyone he influenced me.
Wow.
Three, my sister came home one day introducing her Spanish boyfriend to my parents. They didn't like that, so they told everyone the boyfriend is an exchange student that we are housing. Oh my God. Four, my mother made up a bunch of stuff about a neighboring couple, stuff like her husband is cheating, she does porn to pay the bills. Of course, she always claims to have heard it from someone else who heard it from someone else, etc. I could list plenty more, but you know, I think, oh, they're saying text limit. I guess there's a text limit. Now, recently, I was near my hometown visiting a friend, and I ran into the leader of a church group I was a part of. I was pretty engaged in that group, so we sat down for a coffee and talked about good old times. He asked me about my studies and how my fiancé is doing. I was confused and told him, I'm not studying, and I don't have a fiancé. Turns out my parents made up a bunch of lies to cover the fact that I decided to go for an apprenticeship and turned out to be gay.
Okay.
One thing led to another, and together we went over a lot of instances and stories from the past with me exposing more and more lies. The results could be seen a few days later. My parents called me very angrily, asking me, how could I do this to them? You ruined our lives. We can never talk to the neighbors again. I told them their entire reputation is built on lies and spreading rumors, that it is disgusting they even call themselves Christians at this point, and that I'm done being part of their little scheme. My sister later called me after saying my mom called her in tears. She is torn. On one side, she gets me, as she already has minimal contact with my parents. On the other hand, it solved nothing but hurt my parents.
Okay, so the question is he the asshole?
Yeah, obviously not.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think so.
His parents are the asshole. I mean, and just like society in general is the asshole, because that's what's pressuring his parents into doing this, but like they still can make their own decisions. So
yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't think you're the asshole. I also think his parents are so dramatic, because in reality, like, this group of people Like, you lie about everything anyway. You could just be like, oh, he's a drug addict. That's why we don't talk to him anymore. Which I'm sure is probably eventually what they're going to do. It's just discredit him. And he doesn't live there, so it doesn't really matter. So, yeah, I feel like they probably already started down that path of discrediting what he said. I don't think they're going to, like, live their life tarnished because they're liars. And the group that they're in would probably rather believe them than you. So you're not the asshole. You're just, like, living your truth. And you should probably just, you know, maybe do no contact with them.
Yeah, that's it's unfortunate. But I do think there are situations where family are really toxic. And it doesn't sound like there's much of a relationship here anyway. So I don't really know what the difference would be at this point.
Totally. Yeah. I don't think that was, like, I have nothing to add. I was, like, very sure. Yeah. It wasn't really.
Are we
like
doing a 6-minute episode?
I guess, because I don't really have anything else to say about it. Like, clearly, I don't. Yeah, no, nothing. I have nothing else to add.
Well, I'm trying to think because I feel like I do. I mean,
I'm available to listen.
I just think this stuff is kind of more common than what we realize. This keeping up with the Joneses, like, this is a really an extreme example, but I think many of us do this in more subtle ways and don't even realize it, especially, you know, growing up. And then we sort of adults in our lives do it. And then we sort of do it then when we become adults.
I think, yeah, like, I feel like everybody has, I don't know, like, do you have personal examples?
That's a very good question. Yeah. I mean, I think, I am thinking of someone in my family who really didn't like talking about, her son who had drug use. And it was sort of like, he sort of went somewhere and no one really talked about it.
Yeah. I mean, I think that everybody does that. So that is, like, you know, you don't have to. But these people seem like when you were reading it, I was like, this seems like a TV show. Like, it's like they're.
Well, this is an extreme example,
yeah, like,
but I think
very ridiculous.
Yeah, although I would say that, like, there's a continuum, right? And so this is the end of the continuum. But I think when we have a culture that really kind of promotes, oh, well, you know, you can sort of gloss over things, or, like, it's better to sort of. Say something else than to say the reality. You know, I think they talk about kids growing up wearing these masks and having to really not really hide who they truly are. And I guess that's what I'm speaking to here. This, again, is a really extreme example of that. But I think that is kind of the end result. Like, if you start doing it, where does it end?
Yeah. I mean, I guess you'll have to figure out the place for it to end if you end up in this situation. I think that, like, your
and I love he's ending it.
Yeah.
He's just like, I'm not fucking doing this anymore.
I feel like, I don't know. I don't think you said it was your aunt. I don't know what you said. I think you just said your family
member. I just said
member.
A family member, yeah, yeah. Just to kind of keep it more general.
Mm-hmm. I don't know who this person is. I don't know why I assumed it was an aunt, but whoever this family member is. I feel like what they were doing, and based on, like, what you just described, like, unless they were saying, like, when he's away at rehab, he's, like, actually studying at Harvard to be a lawyer. I don't know. Like, that seems almost okay what your family member was doing. Like, if they were like, oh, yeah, like, actually, he's a Rhodes Scholar and he's, like, traveling the world, like, solving cancer. Like, okay, like, we don't need to do that. But I don't know, like, if you do have a family member who has, like, a drug problem or something like that, not that it's, like, shameful, but also I know but people talk a lot about, like, the overshare that the Kardashians do with their kids. So,
okay.
Is there a line between, like, protecting that child and not – you don't need to lie. Like, you don't need to say, like, they're going to Harvard when they're maybe at rehab. But I don't know if I need to say that my child's at rehab. Because I feel like that's not really fair to them. So, you know, I find that there's probably a line, and it's probably really hard to find the line. They obviously very much crossed it. But,
yeah.
You know, I can also see, like, with your family member, like, respecting their kids' privacy because, you know, everyone doesn't need to know that they're struggling, because there's so many judgments that go, like, you know, people have a hard time accepting that someone's in recovery. It makes them feel uncomfortable and they treat people differently. And it's not really my story to tell. So I could definitely imagine not saying all of that, but like also mm-hmm. like this situation though, these people are clearly wrong, but I guess, you know, I could see a gray area there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I gave an example, but this family in general, I would say kind of like this is a running theme. And then I would say there are other parts of my family that do the opposite, which is like they overshare. So I actually see what you're saying about there's like some medium in the middle. Mm-hmm. And it's like, trying to find that.
Yeah.
And I think also I don't think we explain to children like, okay, so in this situation, this is why we're approaching it this way. Like, this is a protection, but we really want to hold that it's okay that this happened and blah, you know what I'm saying? So then if the kid doesn't know why, then they think like, oh, well, we're just not supposed to talk about it. And then that message gets sent.
Yeah, so, I think that's true. Like, you should mm-hmm. probably do a better job.
Yeah, we just don't do enough teaching moments with kids, I think.
Yeah, I think that that's like a probably like the best middle ground is like teachable moments with kids in mm-hmm. like, you know, in regard, because, you know, you want them to have some privacy, but also you don't want to feel like they don't need to feel like they have to keep up a lie.
Right. Yes.
Okay, so it might be an 11-minute and 39-second episode, unless you have more to say.
No, I think that's really it. It's a certainly, yeah, it maybe because it was so ridiculous. Yeah, exactly. Like, it was it's so like, ridiculous. What do you really say?
Yeah, I'm curious,
like, what the parents are going to do now. I'll say that too. Like, I wonder if they're literally going to be like, we have to leave.
No, I think they're just, sorry, this is me pouring my dog food. No, they're just going to lie. Listen, you've already written this person off to be like crazy or whatever. I would just be like, oh yeah, like, you know, when you ran into him, he's actually just off the wagon. We tried to hold it. Like, no, they're just going to discredit the person who did. They're not going to move. And honestly, the people who they're surrounding themselves.
So they'll just say, like, oh, he's making that shit up, and they'll come up with more. Yeah, yeah,
that's what true. I think.
You can just keep going.
Yeah, you just keep going. Mm-hmm. And then now, like, he's not coming around. So, like, where is he to defend himself?
True.
And they're, like, upstanding members of the community. And they go to all the events. And, oh, poor them. They have a son who's a drug addict.
Yeah, it's that's very what sad I think for them.
Yeah.
I mean, and the sad thing is that what they're doing is they're pushing away their children.
Yeah, both of their children. But, like, lots of people do that because they think that they're doing the right thing and their child is wrong. So,
you know, yeah,
there they are, and they're just gonna live their truth. And I mean, there's so many people like this. That I mean, not this ridiculous. I will say this is
over the top,
quite ridiculous. But you know, there's lots of parents. I know that we have, or you weren't here for this episode, but there's an episode I recorded with Jen. Mm-hmm. It's not like her mom that she was talking about. She was very honest, like doesn't lie about her, but like definitely says and does things that are hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
To Jen, but she isn't apologetic because she feels like she's the parent and she's making the right choices and she's doing the right thing. And I think a lot of parents, old school, kind of have that opinion.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, it's really tough for their kids.
Yeah, but yeah, I get that.
But yeah, I mean, that's why I really think that, you know, the generation of people raised by millennials will probably be better in that regard and just fucked up in other ways, but I think we would at least encourage them to talk.
Yes, definitely millennials are the generation of therapy.
Yeah, I'm sure that we'll like somehow manage to screw them up, but I don't think it'll be in the exact same ways. It'll be something new.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's lots of things people say about millennials, and some of it I think might be true.
Well, I mean, I just think every generation does think about their kids.
I think one of the things is like, it's certainly a generation that got fucked financially. That's for sure.
Well, yeah. And I think that will.
There's so little wealth that millennials have.
Totally. And I'm sure that'll carry down. Well, I mean, that just carries into millennials not having kids. So.
Right. True.
And the ones that do, maybe we'll just raise very frugal Freddies and Fridas. Freddies and Fridas and frogs.
You know, I should say that one thing I didn't mention at the beginning is that I am like kind of obsessed with that special that I told you about that I watched called Inside.
Yeah. Why don't you tell everybody what it's about?
Oh, it's this guy who's a comedian who decided to do a special while in quarantine over the pandemic. And it's pretty dark and meta and existential. And it sort of perfectly encapsulates what I've been feeling lately. And it's excellent, but I wouldn't recommend it for everybody. If you are a person who's pretty optimistic, I probably wouldn't watch it.
Yeah, I am pretty optimistic. I will not be watching it.
But it's really fascinating, like I told you, because as I learn more about him as a comedian, I learn that he is really making commentary on himself. And yet, like, also holding the hypocrisy of how he's not really being that accountable because he's still a white guy making money off the special. So he's really not getting very far at all. So it's really, it's just like layers on layers. It's interesting.
I feel like that comment that you just made is a perfect example of how millennials' children are going to be different because of what you just said. Only, I feel like that would be like such a millennial thing to have just like dug through from a TV special. You would have the most.
Well,
like,
and I read articles about it too.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I feel like it's only us who would be like, well, let me tell you about this. I'm just like, it's so we're an extra bunch of people.
Even,
I mean, I don't think so. I think that like, I think millennials are great. I just think that, you know, like I always say, it's the doctor of philosophy that works at Starbucks. That is the perfect definition of a millennial. That's where we're at.
Yeah. With Harry Potter classes.
Yes. I mean,
I'm pretty sure you have to wear those if you're a
physics like a doctor or
no, I'm thinking like if you're a millennial, like a younger millennial, I think you have to wear those at some point in your life. In your 20s, you have to wear Harry Potter glasses.
Are you a younger millennial though, or are you a middle-aged millennial? Because I feel like the younger millennial.
I'm saying no, like, you don't even call yourself a younger millennial. So that's why I'm saying that, because you haven't worn Harry Potter glasses that I know of. But no, you said you I'm saying the opposite of elder millennials, which we are.
No, that's why I said I think they're the middle-aged millennials that do this.
Okay, the younger, so the middle-aged ones.
Yeah, because like the ones
aren't
are
the
like,
younger ones Zoomers?
No, they're like they're okay. The youngest millennial right now is 26, and they're okay. Kind of like Zoomers. They like do more stuff like them than than like somebody else, like a 38-year-old,
which is almost me.
Wait, are you almost 38, or are you 38?
No, I'm almost 38, but I basically, why I said that I should, like, I actually, so this is what I do mentally to prepare myself for getting older.
You keep telling me that you're 38, and I'm just,
I know.
So I just have been thinking this whole year that you're 38.
No, I'm at 37. So
Jeez.
I know. This is so fucked up.
I literally
what I
have
do.
Been thinking all year that you were 38, that you turned 38.
Wow, that's crazy. Because
you kept saying it, so I was like,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, but I've been saying, so this is what I do is when it hits 6 months, I prepare myself.
I think
for the
you
next...
told me you were 38 last October.
No, I'm 37.
Okay.
Wait. Now I have to think about
you're
it.
Like, am I? Like, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what
no,
you're doing.
I'm pretty sure I'm 37. Okay. So I was born in 83.
Okay.
And so this year, yeah, I will be 38.
Amazing. It'll be quite a wonderful year for you.
Yeah, because I'm apparently younger than what you think.
Mm-hmm. You get to be 38 all over again in my mind.
There you go. Wow, I was doing some crazy things if you thought I was 38. I'm just kidding.
I think everybody does the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, what's really the difference between 38 and 37? Other than 37, you can still get away with, I think, saying you're in your mid-20s, but 38, no. Now you're in your older 20s. Like,
you're in your late
30s
37,
now.
You're in your mid-30s.
I still 30. Think you can kind of get away with it, but really not, right? Like, let's be honest, 37 is probably your late 30s, right?
No.
No? You think you could say mid-30s?
Yeah, I think
37?
So. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyways.
I think so.
Okay.
Okay. Have a good one.
Okay, bye.
Bye.